Dave Spadaro with Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie on this truly exciting day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jeffrey, congratulations on getting your guy.
Well, thank you. No, this is a great day for Eagles fans around the world, the millions around the world. We've got a very sharp guy, great leader, person who understands what it's like to bring people together, players, love them, and just incredibly innovative and sharp.
What kind of research did you do before you went into the interview process to identify him as a candidate?
Probably been researching Chip for about 2 years, talking to a lot of people throughout the football world, iconic people in the world, in the football world that really know football, and they just, they think the world of Chip, bright, looking for always what the inefficiencies are in the game, whether it's college, pros, and trying to be ahead of the curve. And he has great ideas on strength and conditioning, injury prevention, practice scheduling, how to keep the players energized, pace of practice, big picture thinker on the roster, attention to detail, football obsessed. So for our fans that are incredibly obsessed, and we have the best fan base in the world, they've got an equally obsessed football coach.
So when you're watching Oregon over the years here, were you saying, my gosh, look what this guy's doing with the formations and the plays and the enthusiasm on the sidelines?
Yeah, I loved it. You couldn't help not. I mean, watching Oregon the last few years, it was something to behold. They just had an ability to attack really good coached, well-coached defenses, from Monty Kiffin at USC to plenty of other teams in the Pac-12, and dominate. And he's just somebody that I think our fans are going to identify with and love his obsession with the game.
But Jeffrey, he said no to the NFL last year, and you weren't scared away by that.
No, I mean, I think when you conduct a coaching search, you should reach high and try to get the best possible leaders for your team. This is an iconic franchise. If any of these guys were going to coach in the NFL, I knew we would be the team they'd want to coach. And, as Chip said, it just came down to the Eagles or University of Oregon. And at first, he just didn't know if he could pull himself away. We knew he was torn. And I think we kept working at it a little bit. And patience prevailed. And it gave him space to make a decision. And he needed a week to make that decision, and we gave it to him.
Did you feel in the interview process, that first interview in Scottsdale, that you made a really good personal connection with Chip early?
I did. I thought we had a 9-hour interview, of which about an hour and a half, 2 hours were just me and Chip. And we just talked football, life, every aspect of running a football organization with tremendous detail. And you could see that he was a guy you could both easily communicate with, but he had all his own ideas in terms of how best to maximize what you were all about. And I just think it was a natural fit.
I've read all these, and I talked to Chip earlier, and read all these stories from the Reds about this is what the offense is, and that's what they do. And you talk to him, and you realize that, no, that's not what they do. They do anything that works.
That's exactly right, Dave. They are... They're so not narrow thinking. As a coach, he's a big picture thinker. He's a strategist. He wants to dissect what inefficiencies are in the team he's playing, and he will make them, at least on defense, have to protect every inch of the field and use his pace. But he's not someone who says, this is my scheme, this is what we're going to run. He's looking to win.
You've recruited in this situation. I mean, that's to basically tell the media out there that I know you don't care about, but I do, because I have to deal with them, that they bashed the Eagles here for 2 weeks and said that we weren't going to get the guy we wanted, and we went and got the guy we wanted, and you and Howie and Don and the organization recruited a top coach. I'm very proud of you for that, and I'm honored that you guys did that.
Well, we have a great fan base. It's a great football city. The organization is primed for success. The business model is great. The facilities are great. The culture is very upbeat working in the organization. We didn't have to do a lot of selling. Everyone did their own research. I was trying to explain that all these coaches do their own due diligence. They talk to the top coaches in the game. sometimes some of the iconic figures out of the game now. And every single coach came into the interview saying, oh my gosh, this is such an iconic situation. If ever I was going to either come to the NFL or choose between NFL franchises, everyone made it clear this was their choice. So we recruited, but I don't know that we had to recruit so heavily because it sells itself.
So what do you expect here moving forward? What can Eagles fans expect in the coming days, weeks, months?
Well, I think, you know, what you're going to have is a dynamic relationship between a head coach, his staff, and the players. That's number one. You're going to have somebody where the players are going to be challenged. There's a vision on all sides of the ball on how this has to come together. There's just a sense that you're going to have a coach that's going to outthink and outsmart everybody else. And does it come together right away? I have no idea, but the point of the matter is you're going to have a dynamic football team, and eventually that's how you win big.
How's the relationship in terms of personnel and the football ops?
Great. I mean, couldn't be better. Chip is a collaborator. One of the first things he said to us was, I'm a football coach. I need player personnel to try to figure out what I need in terms of the kinds of players at every position. But I'm not a scout. I need them to really be incredibly collaborative with me, and I want to be incredibly collaborative with them. It's an ideal situation that way.
Last couple of years here, Jeffrey, I got to be honest with you, look at the football team, and it's just, you just wanted there to be more energy and urgency, and just, I didn't feel that. I certainly feel it a tremendous amount today. Do you feel that?
Oh, unbelievable energy, and I think the first signs we will really see it is when you see a Chip Kelly practice. Chip Kelly practices will be incredible, electric, fast-paced, unlike probably anything you've seen before here, and probably doesn't exist in the NFL.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't even know if you know the answer, but I've gotten this a lot from fans, and they all watched Oregon, and they see the uniforms changing every week, and you can't do that in the NFL, right?
No, you can't. You can only use your two basic uniforms and a third uniform. You can't change every week.
Okay, but perhaps a lot more visors on the sidelines.
I think you'll see a lot of visors from Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no question he's a visor guy.
Well, he certainly is. I understand why you fell in love with him. I imagine that when you and Don and Howie left that initial meeting, there was just a sense of, boy, this guy's really special.
Well, we thought this was a very special candidate and a special guy, because the best candidates are the best leaders. And we thought he has a chance to be an outstanding NFL coach.
Last thing, as you sit here, do you know who's going to play quarterback or what kind of defense is going to be running?
The first order of business for Chip Kelly is to study every game the last year or two and get a feel for everybody. He's got to do that. Otherwise, you're just guessing.
Yeah. Jeffrey Lurie, thank you so much.
Dave.
Congratulations.
No, thank you. We're just so excited.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on with us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.